exactly where I wanna be. Flashes and waves, don't try to save me now. And it always hits the same way. Only the sun could ever phase me out. Oh, I'm still dancing in the flames. You, I'm in the haze, someone come save me.
Tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
I love to sing about the moon and the June and the spring. I love to sing.
Do you need a little spice in your life? Do you need to stuff some more music into that old brain of yours? Try singing. This simple art can be done by anyone, no matter how good you think you are. It's so easy to sing, you can do it anywhere. According to the Sing Up Foundation, singing is known to lower cortisol levels, boost confidence levels, and help with pain. So sing up. Join a choir, sing along with us in your car, or even sing in the shower for all your roommates to hear. Your mind and body will thank you. This message was brought to you by your favorite DJs with velvety vocal cords here at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
And now we're going into another fun set.
Indigo, where were you when I needed you most? Indigo, where were you when I needed you most? Needed you most.
You love me differently. I loved you all the same.
Why I don't
Hello, 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 everybody. You are currently tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, the better voice of, your better alternative, the radio voice of the University of Vermont, is what I meant to say. Normally I say both of those things, and they just got jumbled up in my head, so decided to say them both. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. Those of you who have listened to my show before know that it last semester, it was on Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon, and our schedule has been slightly adjusted. I got a call from my boss here at the radio station, and they said, Trevor, your show's doing too well. The ratings are too high. We need to promote you and give you a slot with 2 hours worth of music and talking. And I reluctantly agreed. I'm kidding. But, thank you to everybody for tuning in. I now have a longer time slot. It's going to be harder to fill it up with just my voice, so you will be hearing more music per show than you may be used to if you've heard my show before. Normally I do a lot of talking, and, maybe sometimes don't get around to playing as much music as I should, but, that will not be the case for this semester. I will still be doing a lot of talking. Don't get me wrong. I love talking for you guys. I love talking to you guys. With that being said, if you have anything to say, anything to add, as always, you can chat in on the WRUV website. There's a little button that says chat the DJ. I always love when people do that. It gives me, you know, a little back and forth, lets me know that people are out there and I'm not sending signals off in the middle of space. That actually brings me to something. So the whole business with my show, for those of you who haven't tuned in, who maybe weren't able to catch the 11 a.m. to noon time slot that was mine last semester. I love to play 7-inch singles, little single records that have largely become obsolete. That is kind of why I like playing them. I feel like they're not really, I mean, there's a market for collecting them, but it's definitely not nearly as big as 12-inch albums are in the record collecting world. A lot of 7-inch singles are reggae in nature. There was quite a few businesses pressing 7-inch single reggae records in Jamaica that became really popular and are a large basis for the like reggae DJing scene. If you've ever seen any of those shows, there's quite a few of them out here in Vermont, and there are some really amazing DJs with great reggae 7-inch collections who do that sort of business. But kind of what used to happen is, you know, 7-inch singles were the way that singles were released, and singles are a big part of music. So there's a lot of really great stuff that was pressed on 7-inch singles. And there are a few artists today still putting them out. And I have a record that's from a newer artist, but I really like playing 7-inch singles. And, as you may know, listening to WRUV, we are the home of one of the largest record collections in Vermont. There is a ton of stuff in this in the radio studio that I'm in right now. And normally I'll just pick stuff from those boxes, just kind of random stuff, and we'll listen to it together and maybe talk about it a little bit if it was good. If it's bad, normally I don't have a lot to say except for that it was bad. But sometimes I have more to say about the stuff that's bad than the stuff that's good. But that's neither here nor there. And in the spirit of this 7-inch single thing that I like to do, I decided to pop by the Burlington Record Store, Burlington Records, on some street. I don't remember the name. I don't know the name of the street. but it's, you know, if you've been on like Church Street, it's kind of by like Lunig's Bistro, you know. And it's a great record store, and they have a large collection of 7-inch singles stored in boxes beneath the kind of like main record displays. And so prior to my show today, you know, I had quite a bit of time because I don't have one of my lab classes this week. So I decided to pop over there and get down on the ground and dig through some of these boxes and pick up a few records that I found interesting. And one of them I'm really excited to play for you guys today. I'm not going to play it now because it would kind of be a crazy way to open the show. Wait, let me grab it. It would be a crazy way to start the show. I honestly don't know entirely what's going on with this record, but it was $3, and I thought it was interesting enough to justify paying $3 for it. It's Lunar Landing, Man on the Moon, Apollo 11 Mission, narrated by Peter Thomas. It's a two-sided 7-inch record. I'm assuming that it is just straight up an audio of the moon landing, and that is kind of awesome. So I will definitely have to play that today, and we'll have to see what that's all about. But I also picked up some other interesting stuff that I'm excited to share with you guys. Probably I won't play all of it this week because I need to save. You know, I need to save a couple more, keep them in the tank, leave you guys hanging a little bit, provide a little bit of suspense. I figure it helps helps the show. But I'm definitely excited to play some of these, and we will get to the moon landing pretty soon, mainly because it's definitely the record that I got today that I'm most excited to listen to, because I think it'll just be an audio of the moon landing. With that being said, I'm going to kick us off with our first song of the day. This is not one of the records that I just bought, which seems a little backwards because I was just talking about how excited I am to listen to them. But this is one that I bought a while ago at the Burlington Record Store that I have not brought in here to play yet. And I actually have another one that I'll save for a bit later. I think I'm going to close the show with it, so I won't give anything away right now. But this first one is a song that I've played on here before, just not this specific single. It is Old 55 by Tom Waits. This is an amazing song, and Tom Waits is one of my favorite artists. And I was really, really happy to find this at the Burlington Records store. Probably maybe like 2 years ago I found it, and I still haven't played it on here. That's kind of fascinating. But we are going to listen to that, and then I will be back to talk some more, and we will listen to some more music. Here we go, Old 55 by Tom Waits. Give me a second. I may be a little rusty in starting this turntable, so you may hear silence for a few seconds before the song starts playing. Here we go. Beginning to fade. You just heard Old 55 by Tom Waits. That song was pretty solid. That was me taking it off the thing. This next song, I realized in the middle of typing it into Spinatron to play it, that it had charted on the top 100, so I have to play the B-side from it. So give me 1 second. Again, rolling. Okay, here we go. Okay. I have now cued the correct song. Back to that Tom Waits song. That one is great. Tom Waits is incredible, and that song is incredible. You know, I think that this is actually an earlier version of the song, because I saw online that there are, like, two different versions. There's one from before 1960 something and one from after that, and I believe this is the one from before, because I never heard that variation of the ending before. That was new to me. So that's pretty exciting, new version of the song, come on, man. But that song is great. I always love hearing it, so thank you for indulging me and letting me play that, like, every time I do this show. It's been a while since I was last on the air. The